The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Choose your command. You have chosen
the Face Off Hockey Show.
I mean, hockey is my life. I've got on hockey underwear right now.
The Face Off Hockey Show. What? With Scotty Waz. Sean O.
Breakaway.
And the P-Boys, Johnny. And Mark with a C.
Yeah, baby.
Here's your host, the Face Off Hockey Show, Scotty Waz.
Hey, everyone. We're going to let you know right now it's going to be the biggest gong show that's ever going to live. So enjoy it. Welcome to Face Off Hockey Show. I'm indeed Scotty Waz. Game 7. It wouldn't happen any other way.
What can go wrong?
What can possibly go wrong?
I brought this. I brought this downstairs with me.
Nice, just in case.
I have another Coke in there. That'll be for the second hour.
If we get to a second hour, now we have. We do have some house cleaning to do real quick. Law Richardson will not join us tonight. He has some personal commitments to go with, so he will not be here. So we will break down the Scott Darling signing, nanocent by nanocent. By ourselves.
Yes. I have all sorts of insight.
It was a huge signing. That and Ben Bishop.
Yes, Ben Bishop getting traded as well.
No signing for Ben Bishop yet.
No signing as of yet. All right, boys, how you feel? How are we feeling right now? Let's go around the horn. How we feel.
If you're a Caps fan, or a Penguins fan for that matter, or just a hockey fan, and you didn't expect this series to go 7 games, then you haven't been paying attention. So, you know, Caps fans have been in this situation.
Life or just like hockey over the past 12 years?
At all. Just at all. You've been living under a rock. Yes. But,
he's running for president, you know, so.
Good. I'm voting for him. I think
he smells what Russ is cooking.
Apparently. Yeah. But because I'm streaming the game through the computer tonight instead of the tablet to see if I can be a little bit closer to real time, but it may be my bandwidth may be suffering. So hopefully y'all can still hear me. But
is that the joint or the ligament next to your knee? Is that one of the ones they fixed in your knee or no?
The bandwidth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me stronger.
That's during the ACL surgery, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I honestly, we knew it was going to come down to this. I guess the Caps have the momentum at this point, if there is such a thing. Just looking at last game, it looked like the Caps' forecheck and physicality seems to have had an effect maybe on Pittsburgh. It's hard to say, really. Fleury's body language told me that he was a little deflated after last game, and who knows if that makes him more confident, less confident, more determined, less determined. I mean, that's why you play the games. But it did on Wednesday, or excuse me, on Tuesday, I guess, yesterday, when the NBC guys decided that they were going to make their picks, they jinxed the Caps for sure by all picking the Caps again.
Well, it's the old adage, you don't win 6, you won't win 7. So there's that. Johnny, your thoughts on how you feeling? You got bumped for Metallica tonight, so I apologize.
We did. We had some more things in the works. So we may have more shows from bars. I might be going back to the Green Turtle at some point during the playoffs. I might be going to bars in Baltimore at some point during the playoffs. We'll see. I'm making like a bar tour right now with the show.
Johnny P. Bar Tour, everybody. Get his bar crawl.
Well, we definitely got bumped for a Metallica event tonight.
They're playing at M&T Bank Stadium tonight.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yes. That concert has to blow because it's like 53 degrees outside.
I got some pictures so far. It's a little chilly. People are a little bundled up.
Wow.
Showing the anthem tonight, I see.
Interesting thing that they're doing.
Interesting move. Well, it's like they're making the night of Game 7s out to be a festival or an event.
Mark, where are you at in your coverage?
They're about to do the anthem, I believe.
I got Ovechkin there. I got Ovechkin right there. And now we're going to the full pan of the arena.
No, you're ahead of me. Okay. Well, you also have a real television, right? Not a stream.
I am actually, I am ahoy matey. Arr. Pirates.
I have John Walton on.
How are so you going to listen to the game while we do the show?
He's got it as subtitle. It's fine.
Okay.
And I am not watching on real TV. I'm actually watching via computer, via a personal website.
So what will be great is that when you guys like can see that there's a goal, then John Walton can give us the goal call, because the delay will probably be around the same for the Caps 24/7 TuneIn app versus TV.
So my question is, if you're deaf and you want to listen to John Walton, right? I mean, not that you know what John Walton sounds like, but maybe you've read that John Walton does a better job at covering games than, say, you know, Emmy-winning Doc Emmerich.
Anybody on NBC?
Is it possible to call one of those TLS people, the transcribers, and just have them transcribe everything that John Walton is saying on the radio so that you can read it?
I guess that there's actually an app that kind of does that. Because, like, aren't there apps now, like messaging and stuff, like that try to take your voice and turn it into type anyway? Like, I get these visual voicemails that are half crap, but, like, give me the gist of what I'm supposed to get from the voicemail. Like, I feel like there's an app for that.
I'm pretty sure there's an app for that. I don't doubt it. In all honesty.
I mean, you could, I guess, just turn closed captioning on the TV. That would be the easiest way. But then you'll get – I don't know how they even transcribe closed caption docs like, wow, wow. How do you do that in letters?
I think it's just basically hitting the shift button and then going across the numbers.
wow, boards, wow. That's not even close. But you
Waffle board it away. Doc Emmerich is the worst. I will say that right now without contention. Doc Emmerich fucking sucks.
Actually, I'm going to say that Adam McClure doing Doc Emmerich is better than Doc Emmerich.
Adam McClure as Doc Emmerich is the best Doc Emmerich. They're showing the Fleury stats, 2-3 with a 229 and a 901 in game sevens, 1-0 against the Caps. Braden Holtby in game sevens, 2-3 with the 211, 921.
Oh.
First career game 7 against the Penguins. Well, zip it up, boys. We're doing it, Johnny. If you have your week, if you have a week and you want to talk about your week, talk about your week.
Did you have a week?
Did you have a week?
Well, I mean,
did you have a 7 day? You have 7 days. Did you have 7 days?
Yeah.
What did you do after the bar show?
So after the bar, it was I just kind of drove home and stuff.
Well then.
Yeah, so that didn't – the game was pretty much over by the time the show ended.
The game was over by the time we were on the show. Oh, wait, no. It was still a close game.
So I just kind of packed stuff up and rolled. And then this weekend I went to Bordy Vineyards.
Where is that?
It is hell if I know. It's somewhere like above
– Eastern Maryland.
Yeah. Okay. But it's nice. It's a really cool place.
That's good.
Went down some like country roads.
Did they take you home? There we go.
Yes. but yeah, so some friends had an event there. Their East Coast wedding reception. It's the same people I went out to California for last year.
Was this an open wedding. Bar? Was this an open wine bar?
Yeah, it was. And they gave us wine glasses from Bordy. So when we were getting ready to leave, I was planning on picking up a second wine glass, because I feel like only having one of something is weird. Like, you should have a set, right? You should have two wine glasses.
Yes.
Only having one is like, hey, I'm a wino.
Or I just drink this alone. I don't know what you'll do. Or here,
I just
have
drink
this glass.
By myself.
I'll drink out of the bottle.
Here's my Bordy wine glass. So I was going to pick up two. The two turned into six somehow. So I came home with a sixer of Bordy wine glasses.
Well, we know Johnny's birthday gifts for people.
in a plastic bag. Somebody also found me a plastic bag somehow, so I didn't have to carry them out by the stems. I just put them in the plastic bag and carefully walked out with them.
I was going to say, the plastic bag seems much worse.
Well, no, I mean, I got it carefully. It was carefully. Okay, I didn't break any. Right. Yeah. So got home with six wine glasses. So I somehow effectively got my own presents out of this gig.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, you got to figure, you got to price how much those wine glasses go for and then, you know, figure out how much it was worth.
Sell them on eBay.
Yeah, sure.
With a picture of Scotty Waz from middle school.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. That wasn't even middle school. I think I was like in kindergarten. So I was even.
It's like if you want this picture of Scotty Waz, you also get two wine glasses from Bordy.
Exactly. You want wine glasses? We got you wine glasses.
Over the span of the last week, I've lost my voice, as you guys can probably tell.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to us.
To me, so yeah, got that going for me. And yeah, for Game 7 tonight, I am surprisingly confident. I don't know if it's apathy that I've reached, but I think I've reached the point where, like, I'm good. Like, win or lose, oh well. It was a good season, or we're just going to keep this train rolling one way or the other.
Is this the thing of the Caps fans where, like, we've been through this before, we're kind of prepared, although at the end we're probably not that prepared?
It's kind of like someone dying of cancer, right? It's not really sudden, but just at the end, it's very sudden.
Extremely sudden.
Yeah.
Very sudden. Some kind of person, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much the week. And yeah, we can listen to John Walton when the Caps score.
Yeah. So Mark, how is your 7 days after you see this onslaught that the team in red is putting on?
Good. 7 days before that, were fantastic. What did we do? I don't remember really what we did. I don't think we did much. I should write this stuff down and like put a post-it note by the computer to remind myself what I did.
Yeah.
Let's see. Friday, I guess I hung out. I watched some Luke Cage on Friday. I got caught up on that. And that's about it. We started some new Amazon show called, Catastrophe, which is pretty good. It's a romantic comedy-ish type thing, except it's more comedy than romance. It's good. That was pretty good. Half-hour episodes. And I started watching the new season of Silicon Valley, which is fantastic. If any of you are into those HBO shows, it's like Entourage, except with computers and less naked women.
There's also humans.
There's humans. Mm-hmm. They're programmers. That's why there's yeah.
I was also I was told that I should watch a show called Black Mirror.
Racist.
That's what Death told me. He told me Black Mirror is a good show to watch.
This is the third time that Flurry has had skate problems this season. This does not happen that often. What's up with your skates, Flurry? Get new skates.
Yeah, stop being that close to the goalpost that you're scraping them up. Regardless, Caps have outshot the Penguins 200-133. In the series.
Oh, I thought you meant in the first 2 minutes. I was like, wow.
That's a lot of shots.
What the hell am I missing?
Jesus. Wow. Pittsburgh and Washington both have no D in it, so, you know.
It's true.
Somehow the score is still 0-0, though.
Yep, Cobb. Offside. Hand pass. Something. By the way, I'm really freaked out about this. I guess it's Chinese. I don't know what this piece of ad on the board is, a Chinese writing and then a logo with a player number 88 skating across.
Yeah, I've seen this before as well. It was in Pittsburgh.
It was in MSG. It's in every. I think it's. Is it that partner that the NHL got to get the Chinese games going? Like, I don't know what it is or what they do.
But why do they choose 88?
Yeah, why the Lindros number?
Is it actually like concussion related?
it's like the old Alka-Seltzer board in the Cap Center. Where if you got a plus minus, the plus sign would light up, or if it was a minus, they would cut it in half and minus sign would light up. Those are the times. It's the number of concussions that have been given in the series the concussion spotters have missed.
88, that's what it is.
I mean, but no, a player didn't do the hit, so you can't call it a concussion.
Right.
So that play wasn't – there was no issue with the play itself other than the fact that I was screaming at Holtby not to – like, why are you playing that puck? Just come
yeah,
back
exactly.
Puck. But – at the same time, if I'm Sidney Crosby, yeah, you want to make it to the puck, but isn't that on you to not skate full speed into the goalie's stick? He tripped over the stick that was clearly on the ice playing the puck. Like, why would you skate full speed at the stick? You probably want to stop at some point.
Yeah, no, you want to stop on this whole thing.
Patrick Hornquist also was part of that too.
Patrick Hornquist has been a demolisher of his own team.
I mean, Patrick Hornquist pushed Carlson from behind, who in turn drove Crosby into the backboards.
Yeah.
He did crush Connor Sheary though.
He did.
My God.
And how? So yeah. Here we are. My week, I got my dresser. I can finally build the second rink.
Yes.
Of the OEO Society. I also pledged.
It's not for clothes storage. It's just for OEO storage.
No, I have my hats stored in the first two drawers, and then overrun of clothes in the second two or the other three or whatever how many there are. But it's mostly for OEOs. So I also pledged $200 to the OEO Kickstarter. So I got that going for us. So we have personalized figures coming, boys. We got ourselves some personalized figures.
The whole squad?
The whole squad. I got this.
The whole team.
$200 is 10 of them. So I got.
Can we send them our 2017 logo and they put that on the box?
They could, absolutely.
Have a new logo? Do we have a 15-year patch?
No. I had to make the 2017 logo because iTunes changed the dimensions of how big your picture had to be in order to fit on iPhones and such, and our picture no longer showed up.
Weird.
So I had to refigure everything and get it to send back.
We could figure it out. I don't know how this whole thing works.
Yeah, tell them we want custom boxes too with our logo.
Oh, no, we get custom boxes. We get custom boxes with custom nameplates. So it could be Johnny P, producer to the stars.
Nice.
Mark with
Johnny
a C.
P. Johnny P kicked out for Metallica.
Just Mark, there.
Mark with a C, most studios ever.
That's true. That is true.
Mark with a C, who Sean Leahy thinks is Johnny P.
Exactly. He won't be able to tell the OEO Patanzas apart either.
That's going to be so good.
Oh, God. So yeah, we'll have five for the five members of the show, including Sean. And we'll have five more, and one for Jen, one for Jimmy Chunky Butter, and then maybe one for Limes. And then there we go. And we got two left over.
That's true. There are two left over.
Yeah.
We could make one for Sasuke, but it would be life size.
That's true. Be like a life-size stand-up cardboard cutout. Like we're gonna have Gray Sherman in our 78-hour coverage of the expansion draft.
I heard Greg Wyshynski on the radio this before the show tonight though.
Oh yeah, how's he doing?
Yeah, he was part of the
oh no
Caps 24/7 the Caps 24/7 beginning piece.
That's good. That's good.
And I don't have a goal showing up from the NHL Network yet.
No, you don't, but you got a power play.
You can't react like that. If you're the furthest ahead of all of us, you cannot react like that.
Oh. Yeah, I can. Well, no, because it was a 2-on-1 break because fucking Dmitry Orlov decided to pinch when Gino Malkin's coming down the wing, who, I have to say, the past two games, Gino's been the only one playing for the Penguins, I have to say. Of all the guys, he's the only one showing any kind of heart. And that's why I respect Gino.
I do respect Gino.
Uh-oh, did my stuff... No, don't freeze. Don't freeze on me now, guys.
I just caught up.
Oh, good.
I just got the power play.
You just got the power play.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say.
Who, what, huh?
What's the call?
To slash or a trip
on Malkin?
Yeah.
Oh, what? I thought. Okay, never mind. I thought you were saying the Caps took a penalty on a 2-on-1, which would make sense.
No, the Caps are on
Malkin taking a penalty. You know, that far away from his own goal is kind of ridiculous. But giving
got Oshie's gates.
Yeah, giving Malkin that opportunity also ridiculous.
Bad pinch by Dmitry Orlov. Bad pinch.
Terrible shot from Malkin, though.
I gotta change some feedage. I got to change the feedage.
All right. Good. Well, then stop being ahead of me.
Well, you know, listen. It's born earlier than you.
That's true. I was born earlier than both of you, though.
It's true, too. So, yeah, there we go. As we look at the coverage, yeah, my week was basically that. Oh, the cat was son of a bitch.
Did it get out of the bag?
No. Dummy just got something in it, like some kind of blockage. And like we had to give him a kitty enema. So that was weird. Oh. Kitty.
You did that yourself?
No, we went to the cat.
You didn't do.
Can you just pick that up at like PetSmart?
Like, no, I mean, they probably did.
Is it pre-filled kitty enema? You just like shove it up and push it like tube.
Just ha! It's like a real enema. You shove it up and hope for the best.
What are they really used for? They're just to clean things out, right? I mean,
pretty much. Turns out he's just needs some pain meds, so we got him on a cocktail of pain medication. So,
kind of like me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, off the post.
Minus right. Nail, but.
As I do the same thing you just did to us.
Exactly. and power play for the Caps is over. We are going away. I guess I got another feed that's extremely faster than Mark's.
It's faster than the first one.
Oh no. Oh, Ovechkin, offsides. Okay.
this is going to be so much fun for 2 hours.
I hate you.
It's going to be great as we go to a TV timeout. So, yeah, went there, had the cat do some things.
Do you get commercials, or does it just say, like, your coverage will begin shortly?
I got commercial break in progress. NHL TV, I guess, somewhere. Because, I don't know, for some reason, like, you've tried to look at NHL TV on the real TV. It's not good. Like, they don't show. They're like, that's on NBCSN. It's blacked out. You can't watch it on your NHL TV. Deal with it. Suckers. While we have this, Johnny, you might want to cue up the music. While we have this TV time.
Actual music or John Walton?
I don't care. Crank up John Walton. Watch him say the same thing. It'd be really amazing if he did.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
All right, so last week we talked about how Patrice Bergeron played the entire season with a sports hernia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Seems we that sure Tuukka Rask had a right groin surgery because he was playing with a groin injury for most of the season.
Oh.
What's the point, Boston?
Yeah.
Did any of this come from the fact that Patrice Bergeron scores on himself in the new Geico commercial after they cryogenically freeze him so that he faces off against himself?
Yeah, they freeze him, clone him, and then the guy who wins the face-off scores in his own goal. He wins the draw back and then goes and scores in his own goal.
Really, I saw that.
And no one has a problem with it.
Apparently
and
not.
And that rate can't be regulation either.
No, it can't be. And how many Patrice Bergerons do we actually have, people? So, John Tavares had right hand surgery for your New York Islanders. While Alex Steen had a broken foot during the playoffs. It made him miss game, I think, 4. But he came back, played 17 minutes on a broken foot. So, shout out to him. Same with Eric Carlson. Eric Carlson's been playing with like two hairline fractures in his foot. He's being
a boss. Heel, too, right?
And his heel foot.
Yeah.
So, there's that. And they're on to the conference final. Look at Ottawa go.
Who is 7-year-old Scotty Waz going to be cheering for should the Caps advance?
Somehow both of them combine forces, take out the two Western Conference teams, and then play each other for the Stanley Cup. So there's that. Probably
Kuznetsov.
Oh, you got that tip?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just – a little flick of the wrist, and we're up one. We're like I'm fucking playing.
Who's up one?
No one. Yeah. I said if he flicked his wrist to the right direction and tipped that the right way, then he would have had a nice little thing. Oh no! All right, 10:54 left in the first period. Froze.
So you're still 40 seconds ahead of me.
Andre Šekeric, upper body injury. He's out for the rest of the second round, which is at least one more game. Who knows what's going to happen with the Oilers tonight?
Yeah, there's another game seven tonight. Yeah,
they put up a seven spot on Leigh Dookies last on game six after the Ducks pulled one out of their ass. 3 goals in 3 minutes and 13 seconds. What? And they win the game.
That was actually pretty amazing.
It was fantastic.
NBC Sports before the Rangers game, the Rangers-Ottawa game last night showed all 3 minutes of just the game time. And it's interesting like how insanely different within 3 minutes time the crowd is, like from the first goal going in to being like, oh yeah, we scored, to like it being tied. It was like they just ripped the roof off the place.
It was amazing because Jen said like at the 5 minute mark, there was like 5:30 left, she's like, we can go to bed soon, it's the game's almost over. Two overtimes later, they scored that third.
Famous last words.
They scored that third goal. I looked at her. I'm like, you did this to us. You know that? Like, we can't go to sleep now. Like, we don't, like, we can't go to bed. Watch without this game. With this game going, and then it went to another overtime, and then Corey Perry with a beautiful.
You did
move.
This to us.
You did this. You're all over this. So there's that. So the Winter Classic game has been officially announced. It will be at Citi Field in New York's borough of, I don't know.
Right?
What's that?
That's the Mets Stadium?
Yeah, it is. Yes. The Mets New Shea. So they will be played there. The Buffalo Sabres will host the New York Rangers, as Buffalo will be the home team in this. Because the MSG has official rights to every home game the Rangers play. So they get all that sweet, sweet revenue. That's why they, during those games at Yankee Stadium, they were always the visitor, because MSG has exclusive rights. So
that's stupid.
For who?
I mean, how do you do that?
Because they're their MSG, lease, brother. Do what the hell they want.
It's in their lease. So the lease states that all 41 home games have to be played at Madison Square Garden for the Rangers. So the Devils and the Islanders were the home team during the stadium series at Yankee Stadium.
Is this the – and then the Rangers also played in Philly, right?
Yes.
For the
that was Classic.
So this is like the fourth outdoor game that the Rangers have had.
And we're looking at, what, number two for Buffalo? Yeah. So –
well, they couldn't do it in Buffalo because the World Juniors is holding an outdoor game in Buffalo.
Yeah, exactly. A few days beforehand, so they can't get the ice ready. In time, they can't keep the ice up for in a place like Buffalo. It's too warm.
Yeah, way too warm. It's all the. I bet it's all the lake effect.
Fucking idiots, every single one of them. So that makes two outdoor games next year. So far, if you're scoring at home or even if you're alone, Ottawa Montreal in Ottawa to commemorate the first NHL game, which was Ottawa and Montreal in Ottawa. No truth to the rumor that Ottawa will have to try. That Montreal will have to travel by train. There's no truth to that rumor. So if they
perfect
did,
perfect scheduling.
Faux show.
I hope
but
they
speaking,
share the game in black and white.
Yeah. Speaking of arenas, New York Islanders and the Brooklyn Barclays Center has started their opt-out situation. So the renegotiations can happen for their lease, which was set at 25 years to start with. So they are starting and can happen between now and January 1st to renegotiate, and an official notification of an opt-out on either side has to happen by January 30th, which you can bet Barclays Center will exercise before that happen if there's no renegotiation. Odds are this is something that's been in the works for a while now because Barclays Center is a shithole. The question is now, where does – the Islanders go play now. That was kind of a sentence. Where does Islanders is go play?
Could they sign like a year-to-year lease? Like could they renegotiate and say like we're good for next year until we find somewhere else to play?
I think the big thing, I think both sides are trying to look at after get out by 2018-19, the end of the 2018-19 season. So not next year, but the year after. That would be ideal for both sides because then the Islanders can have another year to look for a place and then hype that up before they inevitably kill it.
This is kind of like when your friends get married and they're like, you're still living in the basement and they kind of want you to move out, but they give you like a year so that you can move out. They just kind of make it like a weird place for you to live anyway.
Seemed like this has happened to you before, Johnny.
Yeah, sorry. This is like therapy.
yeah, kind of like that. But they're there and bad sight lines and all. So that is a thing now. Barclays at Islanders ready to go head-to-head. Toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow. We'll see how it all
pans. Barclays is losing a lot. They lost the EPL sponsorship. Cadbury's going to start sponsoring the EPL next year.
Really?
Or two years, actually. I think it's 18-19. I can't imagine what a Cadbury-sized soccer ball would be filled with. That'd be amazing, though.
That'd be hard to kick. Like, if it's solid chocolate, like, you try to eat
It's not solid chocolate. It's just the hollow chocolate with whatever the creamy filling is that they put in there.
Well, you got the cream eggs. You also have they make caramellos, or as they like to call it, caramel bars.
That sounds fantastic. How have I never seen one of those?
Dude, everything is caramel now. Like the caramel M&Ms. I've had those. They're dog shit. But
you know, for a good April Fool's joke, what you should do is take hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Take hard-boiled eggs, dip them in chocolate, let the chocolate cool, and then put like sprinkles and stuff on it so that people bite into hard-boiled eggs.
Put them into a Cadbury egg.
Cadbury egg foil.
Here's the thing. That would have been perfect to do this year since Easter was in April.
Yeah.
Don't know if you can get away with that like mid-March.
Oh, well, I just had leftover Easter. I mean, you do it after Easter's over. Oh, I had this leftover Cadbury egg.
Fair
sucker.
Enough. Sucker. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. By the way, I'm not going to lie, four officials on the ice cluttered to all get out. Too many things on the ice.
Every game has four.
Yeah, I know. Like... I'm starting to realize how cluttered the ice is now with everyone being bigger. Starting like to just realize it in the past like 2 weeks. Like, refs are getting away a lot more than they used to.
It is a lot of officials for such a small like court.
Playing
like
field,
200
yeah.
by 75 foot ice surface.
I mean, the NBA had
easy. Oh.
Of course, you.
There's a lot of people on a nice sheet that's that small.
Yeah, there's a lot of that's what
and then the goals on there too in the middle of the rink just for more like fun. Like yeah. Here's another obstacle.
Here's another one.
But look, the players have been playing with four officials for years. I mean, they know exactly where the referees and linesmen are going to be.
Well, they know where the linesmen are going to be. The referees kind of just take a jaunt for themselves. Like, the linesmen are always going to be between the blue lines. And when
the referees are kind of on, like, a Saturday night, like, public skate, it seems, for a while. Like, they're just kind of skating around in circles, like, avoiding the people who are slow. And then, like, the puck comes near them, and they, like, kind of get out of the way so that they can go to the other corner. Like, just short of playing, like, Don't Stop Believing or some other Journey song, I think that that's basically what they have. It's like Saturday night.
Jason Chimera buries that. Jason Chimera buries that all day, every day, by the way.
Not Daniel Winnick, though.
Fuck no. He misses by a good 2 feet. But, hey, he missed a breakaway last game, and they won. So I'm calling that as good.
Well, that's good
omen. Good omen.
Here's the thing. Are the Nationals losing?
I don't know.
Because if they are, apparently Seth Smith hit a leadoff homer for the O's. So good for him.
Fast as all shit, by the way.
Dude, he is amazing.
My God.
Can't range the field at all, but damn, is he fast. Run like maze, but you hit like shit. I said on Monday, I'm glad that one Washington team playing a team of birds is losing to allow the other Washington team to beat the team of birds. It's kind of convoluted when I say it out loud like that. It worked in tweet form. I had time to craft it. Oh, that's what I did this weekend. Comic book day. Free comic book day was a thing. I bought a game at the comic book store. It's called, like, it's like, I don't know, some kind of bullshit dice. I think that's not the real name. But you roll the dice, and you roll the dice, and it has pictures on them, and you have to create a story out of the pictures using those pictures, like plane or airport or something like that. I'm like, wow, I have a web series now. It's called Scotty Adlibs. Catch it. Catch the fever on this thing that I'm never going to do.
This sounds awesome, actually. I wish it was kind of called... I wish it was called some shitty dice game.
No. It's actually called... That's what Craps is called. That's what they called it at first, and they're just like, ah, we got to make it family-friendly for the casinos. Craps. All right. The Florida Panthers...
As long as you can conquer them.
That's true. Conquering casino craps in your bathroom. Florida Panthers have gone through second interviews with Jim Montgomery of Denver University and Michelle Therrien. Because why not? Why not?
Why not? He's been in the NHL for a while.
He has. So there's that. The Ilya Kovalchuk thing's a thing, guys. Remember that?
Yeah.
Ilya Kovalchuk.
Ilya Kovalchuk's back.
According to Ray Shiro, the Ilya Kovalchuk's ready to come back to the NHL. He's more ready than ever before. So
fantastic.
He has to just be using this to get more money, right?
I don't know how. Like, he's 34. I don't know who is going to pay him.
No, I mean the KHL.
Oh.
Don't the Devils have to start, right? Or they have to get rid of
him. They have to sign him.
They have to
sign him and then trade him.
Yeah, they have to. It's going to have to be a sign and trade. Because
how is he not under contract?
He is. No, he has. He's going to have to sign with the Devils, and they're going
to
trade him. So he has to pick.
Yeah, he has.
No,
to
my
come
point
off
is
of
he
the,
doesn't have to sign.
List.
He doesn't have to.
No, but he's.
He's on the. He's on the like self retirement list, so he has to sign again in order
Mark's
to play.
Saying. I get what Mark's saying. Like, he still has to sign, but.
Mean, there's no negotiation. Like, he has a contract, right? They're not renegotiating a salary. He has a contract.
It's extension.
Yes.
It has to be a sign and trade from what I have heard. According to the Devils, it has to be a sign and trade.
All right.
So I'm trying
I don't
to
understand how that works, but because isn't he like he's signed through like 2023 or something like that?
Did they not buy him out?
I'm pretty certain they bought him out because I did also see a tweet from Bob McKenzie that said that if he waited until next year, he would be over 35 and he'd come back to the league as an unrestricted free agent.
I don't know.
All right, here's what it is. Kovalchuk is on the voluntary retirement list, meaning he could only sign with the Devils but can't sign until July 1st. So, according to collective bargaining agreement, a player who returns to the NHL from retirement must get approval to do so from all 30 league owners. He retired in January 2013, just 3 years into his 15-year, $100 million contract.
Yeah, because he's not on the books for the Devils, so he's not hitting their salary cap.
No, because he's retired, technically.
But is Chris Pronger still showing up on their like salary on the Arizona Coyotes salary cap sheet?
Yes, because he is 35 plus. He signed that when he was 35 plus, so they have to take that hit, and that's why they did it to get to the cap floor. So it looks like they can sign him. Bill Daly said there are a lot of different rules that apply in his situation, and he didn't say if Kovalchuk would have to sit out a year prior to returning. Yeah. It's because he's rushing this story. So it seems like this convoluted story could get more convoluted as we go along. Under NHL rules, blah, 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 signing and then trading. No rules are preventing the Devils or Kovalchuk from contacting other teams and negotiating the framework for a potential sign and trade deal. So basically they're working every phone line they can. All the phone lines. All
true
the
story.
Phone lines. And the Penguins are to the power play because Tom Wilson. just goes tripping Jake Gunsell. Jake Gunsell. Jake Grundle.
Pat Wilson's been getting some crap penalty calls against him this series.
This one was legit, though, at least.
All right. Well, at least he took a legit penalty.
He literally took out the leg. He swept a leg, Johnny.
It's fine. There's no mercy in this dojo.
By the way, the IIHF very hopeful that the NHL will change its mind and go to Pyeongchang. So.
The NHL is hopeful, or the
No, the IIHF.
Oh, okay.
Hopeful, the NHL will change their mind.
There was a USA Italy game today.
USA won 3-0. Beat the Italians 3-0. Latvia doing well as always. France doing well too. France taking out Finland, taking out Switzerland. Switzerland being the GOAT of this world championship.
The greatest of all time.
Not the greatest of all time. Literally, like the
bad.
Bad. So that's what's happening there. World Championship is going on. Catch the excitement. The Solid Shrimp Bubble this coming weekend, we'll be doing a history of the World Championship, I think. Maybe, probably not. Depends on how much we actually want to do research. Oh, Johnny breaking the place. Johnny just going ahead and making a drink. A little cocktail action here. Got a little Tom Cruise thing going on here. Flip the bottles.
I tried to figure out how much I should put in.
Get a measuring cup for down there. Oh, big hit by Orpik.
Like that looks pretty good, right?
That's fine.
For the rest of the game?
Yeah. No, for the rest of the game or the rest of this period?
I only have one more Coke left, so.
Well,
After this, if I finish the last Coke, it's just straight Captain Morgan Black, so.
Oh boy. Scotty. Can't do that to me.
Nothing. Caps getting shorthanded opportunities.
I'm way behind here. I haven't even seen this Orpik kit that you just talked about. And there it was. Good hip check. I'm like a full minute and 20 seconds behind you.
Yeah, somehow Scotty found another feed that's faster than the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching legitimately through the NBC app. That's why.
Now, there's your problem. I'm watching for some guy's TV who just hooked up some audiovisual cables and said, hey, this is stream. By the way, Jay Beagle being put back in the lineup, very crucial.
Well, Beagle was never out of the lineup.
Oh, he wasn't?
Connolly got taken out. Beagle was always in.
I thought Beagle was hurt.
No, bro.
By the way, both Beagle power plays have been atrocious.
Beagle was the one jostling with Sidney Crosby the other night.
Right. Yeah. That's true. Game 6. That's why I thought he was back in the lineup. I thought that was his first game back from injury. So that's why I'm like, hey, Jay Beagle.
You just didn't notice him because he wasn't winning faceoffs or doing anything productive.
That's true. That's very true. And none of God, like I said, these power plays have been lethargic. I think they're a combined 5 for 60 or 6 for 60 in this series. It's not good. It's not good, Clyde.
Drink two is good to go.
Is it? That's good.
I think I put a little bit too much in this, but I can't taste it anyway. So
that's fine, dude. That's fine.
Who's gonna say that you did or didn't?
Dude, you're at your house. What are you gonna do?
That's
your own
true.
Bartender.
That was actually the best part of us getting bumped for Metallica, was that I didn't have to worry about how I was driving home because I was walking upstairs.
Exactly. Well, I have to deal with the steps. Those can be tricky. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Those can be very tricky when you're drunk. So we got ourselves some situations. We'll wait till the first period wind down. We'll do our own intermission show.
So, speaking of Florida Panthers,
yes, sir.
Always Dreaming, is that what the horse's name was that won the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, yeah, that was Vinny Viola's guy.
Yeah,
a lot of people were wondering if that was the horse he bought when he punched out that one kid in the stables.
Was the kid that was always dreaming then?
Yeah, no, he's always, that's probably how the horse got its name. Always dreaming. So there yep. we go. We'll be looking sharp tonight. We'll be looking sharp on the 6 shots that he's faced.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. You know what? A lot of kudos should be given, not for game 6.
We should have Adam McClure call us from the during intermission, and I'll just put him on speakerphone.
Oh, we should. He won't be able to hear us, though. It's fine.
No.
It's fine.
Mark used to do the show from Verizon Center.
It's true. It's also when we had phone. Didn't we have phones at that point?
Yeah, I was still calling
into. That was still back in the day.
Yeah, still calling into White Marsh.
Yeah.
877-939-1739.
No. 877. You do it, Scotty.
877-913-9739. Broadcast
put the 1 and the 7.
Broadcast monster on the AOL Instant Messenger. Leave off the last S for scoring, as no score yet in this first period. Why are they breaking down second by second Sidney Crosby's toe drag and shot? Ugh, NBC, you are the worst.
Are we gonna reach a point in the next like 4 years that we look back and we go, wow, how great Sidney Crosby's career, like how much better Sidney Crosby's career could have been if he hadn't picked up 5 concussions in like 6 years.
Well, that's the thing Dave Loza said. Like, I hope in a couple of years we're not talking about Sidney Crosby's debilitating brain injuries and declining health. Like, all right, well, that's a fair point.
I mean, Pavel Bure was amazing, right? And then his career was effectively cut short because his knees sucked balls.
20 done, boys. 20 done. Nothing.
Good.
As we are end of the first period here.
Fine. Backstrom will score 36 seconds into the second.
Liam McHugh, Mike Keenan, Keith Jones. Thank God. By the way, JR is fucking intolerable too.
Keenan?
Or, I'm sorry, not Mike Keenan. Mike Milbury.
Mike Keenan would be awesome if they bought him back from Siberia and put him in the booth.
Oh, would that be tremendous?
I will say, I really like Anson Carter.
Oh, he's a star.
Anson Carter's been good.
Mm-hmm.
He is fantastic. They don't even have Anson Carter and Jeremy Roenick together, which I feel is they're missing a
point. Wait, no, there. They have. They have been.
Oh, I didn't see
they
that.
They were together on the Ducks Edmonton. And every time they're together, I make the joke to Jen about the rooming with Roenick thing. And she's like, what
yeah, that thing was the best.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you got to bury that because that's all. It's going to be brutal.
That could be it. Well, remember, I think it was. Game 6 last year where he could have buried that one and it didn't go. So, dude, yeah. Mark, come on, dude. You should, as a Caps fan, you should know this is what happens after fuck year.
Caps win.
Oh, no, this year's going to change. This is it. This is the time where the tides change, where they take back the steps of the art gallery or someone's going to get a hurt real bad.
This could be interesting, actually, because... Like, a full-out brawl could occur on the steps of the art gallery.
Some psychotic Caps fan who's just fed up with his garbage could drive his car onto the steps of that thing, killing millions of dollars in art pieces, and a couple of dipshit, dead city, steel city fucking place people. Fuck Pittsburgh. It's a dead steel city. Their mascot can't fly.
It's true. Well... Yes, their mascot can't because it's a mascot, but their actual animal person can't either.
It's true. They're touche.
Scott can fly. That would be interesting.
Iceberg's just flapping his wings and he gets the hell out of there.
That would have made Sudden Death such a different movie.
Wouldn't it? That'd have been tremendous if Sudden Death was able to do that. But here we are. They need a sudden death too. Double overtime. Some goalie news, kids.
It's just a longer movie. It's like the same movie, but they add like 30 minutes to the end.
He becomes Ken Reggett instead of Tom Barrasso. It's great. Goalie news. Ben Bishop traded to the Los Angeles Kings to the Dallas Stars.
I'm sorry. I heard that really differently when you first said it. I thought you said bowling news. And I was like, oh, what do we got?
Bowling. Oh, we do have some bowling news.
Really?
Did you not see my Facebook post?
No.
Okay, so they knocked down the AMF Richie on Richie Highway across from the DMV.
I did see that. I saw that recently.
They are building a bowling alley at the old site of the Glen Burnie Mall.
Which one was the Glen Burnie Mall? Is that the one with the Target and
the Dick's was there?
Yeah, it's the H.H. Craig is gone because they sold all their stores, so that's becoming a bowling alley?
They're one part of the mall is going to become a bowling alley. That is all I know. I'm glad that they were able to keep
that. I bet you it's H.H. Craig because their stores went out of business.
Yeah, well, the whole mall could be a bowling alley. You could have set up pins and bowled there while it was still open.
It would actually be like – it'd be like mini golf but for bowling. Like they would just set up like – they'd set up like 10 different lanes and you'd like walk around with obstacles and you'd have to like get your ball to like go around obstacles or like hit off a bumper or something.
The plastic pins. You do the
plastic
pins.
Why has no one thought of this before? Like that, I feel like that would be amazing in like some of these old malls that are not used correctly.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's a great idea. We need to bring bowling back and mini golf back.
Combine them. World.
duck pin mini golf. Great. But yeah, no, they're keeping the three bowling alleys in a 3 mile radius thing going. So thank you, Glen Burnie.
That's good.
For all of that. Ben Bishop traded to the Dallas Stars. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent on July 1st, but this just gives the Stars negotiating rights until then. He's better than what they have. I'll tell you that much right now. Because Lettinen and the other guy, Niemi, are just hot garbage. So.
That's true.
Can't say one way or another.
The Stars are actually a decent team, though, if they get Bishop.
I think so, too. Their defense isn't coming together. Their offense has always been there. So now they just need the goaltending. And Ben Bishop, if he wants to sign there, I'm pretty sure they'll give him a nice, handsome reward. Or at least
something that he played minor league hockey in Texas.
Ben Bishop, did he? I think he played the NHL because he was part of the Blues franchise for a while.
Maybe that was it.
I think he played in juniors in Tejas. It's easy enough to find out. But Ben Bishop to the Stars. Big shock, fourth round pick going the other way. Gotta make it quickly. Well, you know, listen, they take what they can get. They want to be like
fourth round pick in the shallowest draft ever.
Dude, this draft. Benjamin Manning Bishop is his name. Benjamin Manning Bishop. My God.
Was he the lost Manning brother?
I think he was. Bishop played for the Texas Tornado of the North American Hockey League. He posted a league best record of 35 wins, 8 losses, and 5 shutouts with a 1.93 goals against, which was second in the league. And then he went to University of Maine. So there you go. Ben Bishop's backstory.
Benny boy.
Yeah, good job, Benny. Good luck for you. Good luck to you. Scott Darling signed with the Carolina Hurricanes, 4 years, $16.6 million. So that means and he has a modified no trade. So Eddie Lack is the goaltender of record to be exposed by the Carolina Hurricanes in the expansion draft.
Wow.
So I don't think Vegas picks Eddie Lack up because Eddie Lack is diminishing returns and constantly injured and has concussion history. I mean, such promise and then just terribleness.
Yeah.
But I like Scotty Darling as the starting goaltender of your Carolina Hurricanes, though.
I do too.
I like that. I think that's what probably gets him over the hump.
I feel like Scott Darling would have been one of the people that Vegas looked at if he was available from the Blackhawks.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and why he would have to be because Corey Crawford has a no movement clause. There's that. Scott Darling could be what Sergei Bobrovsky was to the Columbus Blue Jackets in terms of just that goalie they need to get him over the hump. I don't know. I mean, we will see what he can do. He's going to be playing in a tough division. Caps, Pens, Flyers. That Eastern Conference is a landmine of mediocrity, but you know, it's there nonetheless. We were going to have Lyle versus inanimate objects, but obviously that is not going to happen this day.
Nope,
not today. So we got that going for us.
Lyle's a man of honor and trust, though. We'll know that Lyle will not change his picks next week.
No, nope. That's
true. And we can get him to email us instead.
That's true. Little Big Stan will probably change his picks because he is a man
of waffling. Little Big Stan can do whatever he wants, I feel.
Yeah, waffling decisions, that Little Big Stan.
Just like an IHOP.
Yes, very much. You know, I'm not a big waffle fan. Not a big waffle fan.
No?
Too flaky.
Just in general or just the Belgian waffles?
No,
like, how do you feel about egg?
About eggplant?
Eggos.
Eggos, not a big Eggo fan. Not an Eggo fan at all.
So you're not going to waffle on your opinion?
Oh, I waffle constantly on my opinion. That's the only waffling I do, sir. But I don't trust the food that has its own built-in pockets for sauce or condiments.
What?
But it just holds it there.
How do you feel about Tostitos dip chips, then?
I don't do Tostitos dip chips.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. The tortilla chips that are shaped like a dip.
Yeah, no. I don't do salsa.
What?
What about salsa?
Guacamole, hummus, anything?
Guacamole. First, no. Guacamole. First off, I'm American.
What about queso?
American. Is that Johnny?
What about queso?
Huh?
Queso.
No.
How do you feel about celery and ranch dip then? Because celery has built-in like trough.
Celery is the biggest jip since the goddamn electric car. It's the worst goddamn thing. Oh, celery. No, it's negative calories. Then why am I eating it? Why am I eating it if it's not going to fill me up?
It's just a vehicle to get the ranch in your face.
You know what also is? Holding the bottle up to your mouth like a goddamn man and drinking it.
And chicken wings also.
Yes. Chicken wings. I'm not really a dip guy for chicken wings either. I get the glaze, the nice little flavor on top of it, flavor on the skin.
Those are like all the foods that I can think of that are shaped like spoons, or that have a naturally made trough for some sort of topping.
What if a hot dog though? What if you cook it too long and it breaks, and then that like holds ketchup in there? Are you okay with that? Or
well.
Because it wasn't intended to do that. It wasn't its purpose.
No, it wasn't the intention. It's like an intend to blow. It was an intend to hold condiments.
Gotcha. So you need an intention. You need an intentional to hold condiments.
I need a thing where you have to make another thing as a holder.
Okay. Then I got one for you.
Okay.
Chicken cordon bleu.
The hell are you talking about?
Technically, you have to slice the chicken in half. Right? You stick the ham and the cheese inside, and then you flip it back over and you cook it.
Dude, I've been to La Fontainebleau more than I've ever eaten chicken cordon bleu.
Do you know that La Fontainebleau has an Indian restaurant now on the corner of it?
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? That whole strip mall's fucking randomness.
No, I mean, like, it's part of what used to be La Fontainebleau, but now they turned it in. They're like, basically, they're like, we don't have the events that we used to. Like, boxing. So we're going to have an Indian restaurant now here.
Yeah.
And it's like, got something blue in the title of it also.
Of course it does. But no, Mark, I am not a chicken cordon bleu fan.
All right. So that technically doesn't count. Let's see.
Yeah, that's not built that way on purpose.
How do you feel about Eggs Benedict?
No.
I mean, the nooks and crannies of a...
Not a muffin guy.
You're not a muffin guy.
Not an Eggs Benedict guy. You know how I like my eggs scrambled, like an American.
True.
Why that red light Arnold was a traitor. Exactly. I'm not going to trade against my. I'm not going to be a traitor to breakfast.
Scotty doesn't go with Eggs Benedict because it just brings up past trading.
I'm not going to be a traitor to breakfast and delicious eggs. Go with the hell that shit. What else? By the way, if you have opinions, Twitter us at @FaceOffHCKYShow of other foods that are supposed to hold other foods.
I mean, technically, Ritz crackers are tiny edible plates.
See, I eat Ritz crackers straight up. Just cracker, 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 cracker.
You don't put any meat or cheese on them?
No, he's from Glen Burnie.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's just crackers here.
It's just straight up crackers. It's crackers. You know what? Croutons too. For a while, I went through a phase where I just ate croutons out of the box, and
agree with that actually completely. I'm perfectly fine with eating croutons right out of the box.
I think I've got most of my year of Newman College on peanut butter M&Ms and croutons as a food.
In high school, I definitely got yelled at for eating the croutons before dinner, and we didn't have enough for the salad.
When we went to Old Country Buffet, I would just load up on croutons and then put ranch dressing on top of that.
Because that's the only thing they didn't actually have to cook, so you weren't going to get sick that way.
That's true, too. I wasn't holding the damn croutons. I was eating it with the spoon like a gentleman.
So you weren't dipping the croutons in the ranch?
No. The ranch was on top of it.
Okay.
You smother it, and then you swirl around the crouton so that each little area gets a nice little even distribution of ranch.
It sounds a lot like pouring syrup on a waffle.
No. I don't think we're going. That's a stretch. That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's
right there.
You know what? Tuukka Rask is having another surgery because of that stretch. Oh, my God.
How do you feel about bratwurst that has cheddar inside of it?
Not a bratwurst guy.
Wow.
We're learning out all of Scotty's fucked up food situations.
This is the best conversation I think about food we've ever had.
Yeah, no, I'm really weird with food.
There's nothing even punny going on right now either.
No, it's nothing. It's just hilarity right now. Yeah, what else? What other food stuff? I got to a point where I had someone buy me a tray, like a lunchroom tray, where I'd separate the foods because I couldn't have certain foods touching each other. I like my food segregated, ladies and gentlemen, is what I'm saying. So, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. From a kid from Glen Burnie? Yeah, it's absolutely right.
This is interesting. It was an interesting conversation on food shaped as spoons.
It's a nice little swerve we had here.
Food being
really
used
hard hitting commentary.
Here's the thing.
This is our intermission commentary.
What we did was still better than the intermission NBC just put on. I'm sure. I am sure of it. If you can get JR and Anson Carter talking about foods, I would watch. But they have that big, big fucking table in front of them where they can calligraphy on an ice rink and stuff like that. It's amazing. Why don't we have that technology? That's right. We don't get paid for the show.
Yeah, we should be able to draw on our screen. Like, I feel like if we could wear hats that follow us around, we should be able to draw we should be able to tell us straight on our screens.
Well, Google Hangouts is taking other things away, so I hope they put new things in.
Yeah, give me a telestrator, Google.
It'd be amazing if next week they had a telestrator.
Now look here, Joe.
You see, I don't know if this is Cosby or Madden, so it's really sippy sober going here. You see, with the pudding, you put the pudding in the pudding in the pudding. Oh, Cosby.
That was Cosby for sure.
Hmm.
I know there's an ad playing. Give me the stream, you jerk. Okay, sorry. I'm back. So, do we have any thoughts? We've talked about Caps Pens at length. What are your thoughts on Edmonton Anaheim, Scotty?
I'm interested to see what's going to happen after the 7-1 shellacking. What the Ducks come in? Because the Ducks, again, another team like the Capitals, terrible in Game Sevens. I think the stat was they are 0-4 in Game Sevens at home after they lost Game Six on the road. So.
I think my favorite article that I read this morning about any of these games was an article that interviewed Bruce Boudreau about
– because he coached both teams.
He coached both teams for four game sevens apiece, and I'm pretty sure he lost all of them.
Yeah,
or maybe
really
he won one with the Caps.
Yeah, I think it was the Rangers game, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Fedorov game, I guess. Yeah. The Fedorov game. He won one of them with the Capitals. He is 1-7, I believe, in Game 7.
Absurd.
It's just terrible. So his opinion was completely worthless.
Exactly. So whatever he says, assume the opposite. I tell you what. If I'm either Anaheim or Edmonton, I'm fucking scared of Nashville. Nashville has looked great. Nashville has looked really stupendous. I mean, not just Pekka Rinne's finally getting hot at the right time. Didn't help my fantasy team, but it helped out the Predators. The city is alive.
I love how that city just like pulls around that team as well. Dude, it's amazing.
It's just all yell-earthing, and they're PK Subban. That trade is definitely a Nashville win, short term and long term.
I think I told everybody last year when this was occurring, and Lyle tried to say no, but I was like, Subban's going to be the better part of this deal.
Yeah, I mean, he did have some hiccups, and I think that's just adjusting to the Western Conference.
He's $2,000 lighter, though. I heard.
Yeah, whatever. He gave $10 million to a children's hospital. I think dude's doing all right. Because he gets that back on tax write-off, I'm sure. So it's at a point now where I think that Nashville could be the team coming out of the West. Edmonton still is a team who doesn't know what they're doing. I think Edmonton is still a team that is just playing on high. They're playing on a just emotional level. I still don't think Cam Talbot's that good. I still don't think that he is going to get them to a Stanley Cup, but Drane Rollison got this team to a Stanley Cup.
It's true.
So who the hell knows? Connor McDavid's a star. Like
against a team that Justin Williams was on.
Yeah. Was he on the Ducks?
No. He played for – when Edmonton went to the finals, he was playing for Carolina.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was. Okay. Now I get the correlation. I get things. So
I haven't watched a whole lot of that series because it's past my bedtime. But fair I enough. Saw like a period or three so far. Is it just the playoffs or is Milan Lucic like a watered down version of what he used to be?
That's a good question. I mean, he contributed a little bit to the start of the season, but yeah, as the season went on, dude, he went south like in a hurry.
Cuz I didn't even notice him like on the ice, and it wasn't something that he was like, I'm going to protect Connor McDavid, cuz Connor McDavid like took some massive hit and there was no one there to help him.
No, like his role has been strongly diminished. So I think it's a matter of why did they give him a contract that long? So it's one of those situations.
Just taken the money and been like, all right, sweet, I made it.
I can play with this superstar kid. I'll get a lot of attention, and who cares if I don't produce? So there's that. But yeah, that's a good observation. He is very, very much watered down to what he was at the beginning of the season and even to last year. Mark, thoughts on Milan Lucic?
As soon as this contract, he signed that contract with Edmonton, I didn't think he deserved. We were talking about the fact that he didn't deserve as big a contract as he was going to get. But
right.
If it's coaching that made him what he was, I don't know if. He hasn't been standing out, but I guess he's veteran leadership. He's won a cup, so, you know, I guess he's helping that
team.
Yeah,
but at the same time, Brooks Orpik has run a cup, and he doesn't provide much leadership to the Caps. Him and Justin Williams are the two only guys that have a Stanley Cup for the Caps right now.
Niskanen didn't win one?
Nope. Well, I think he did, too. I don't know why they didn't mention him last time, because that's what Fleury painted him off his mask when he did the thing to Sidney Crosby.
He just put a piece of tape over it. He didn't paint him off.
That'd be great if he did paint him off. Just
and he probably took the paint back or the tape back off
after the photo
when he was actually playing. Yeah, you can't wear that on the ice. Are you kidding me? You can't wear masking tape on your helmet when you're on the ice.
Oh, dude, they have all kinds of like electrical tape you can put on the damn thing, the helmets nowadays.
Yeah, it's colored duct tape, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
200 mile per hour tape, they say in NASCAR.
When I go to Walmart, there are all sorts of different colors of duct tape.
And
now.
Designs, too. They got like skull and crossbone designs. It's amazing.
It's amazing what they can do with duct tape nowadays.
Duct tape, man. Duct tape technology.
When
next
I was
level.
Kid, duct tape was just gray.
Classic metallic.
Yeah, it never
like
came
Metallica
in any other colors.
We were bumped on.
Back in my day.
Metallica.
By the way, that's why I'm pirating is because Metallica bumped us, so I have to.
As you should. Take that, Metallica.
So what do you guys think of Ottawa? Is Ottawa for real? Like they take out the Rangers in six. Henrik Lundqvist as the Dan Marino of the NHL continues.
Man, Lundqvist, man, he, as one of my Ranger friends says, Hank deserves better.
Oh, absolutely.
He was sad that the Rangers lost, but really he was more sad that Henry deserves way better than the team he's got in front of him.
So is he going to be one of those hat-trick people, though, that like gets traded to a cup contender and wins a cup somewhere else after playing his entire career for the Rangers?
Well, he's got 3 more years left on his contract. I was just looking that up today. So, and he's due, I think, $8 million, $8 million, and $5 million, something around there in the last 3 years of that contract. So it's going to be tough for somebody to take that on.
Yeah.
That's cap hit or money hit?
That's money. Well, cap hit's 8.5 every year.
Cool.
Because he got paid 10, he got paid 11, 10, 10, I think, in the first 3 years of that contract.
Oh, it's that one of those front load shits.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, she, you son of a bitch. All Swedish, no Finnish. Yeah, you know, the Ottawa Senators right now, playing with a lot of emotion, playing with a lot of heart. J.G. Pageau has become the John Drews of these playoffs right now.
Well, he had 4 goals in a game. My God.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that whoever comes out of this series, the Caps-Pens series, is going to go 5 games maybe, but I don't think there's going to be much of a fight out of the Senators, I don't think.
See, and this is where I question that, because of the fact where how much physically and emotionally draining has this series been for each team? Because, I mean, if the Penguins win, hey, they were up 3-1 and still almost lost the damn thing. For the Caps,
they're down like 2 defensemen.
Yeah, exactly. And 2 of their big defensemen too, and Daly and Letang. So, I mean, and how healthy is Sid? How healthy is Hornquist going to be if he keeps taking out people? I mean, you have to. Oh God, he doesn't have the speed, but he's got the hands of Ovechkin. Nothing came from it; just had a nice little dangle. But I mean, I don't think it's going to be as easy, because everyone thought the Caps Ottawa was going to be easy. And it wasn't. Caps Toronto. Thank you.
Didn't the Caps go through Ottawa when they went to the Stanley Cup final?
I don't remember.
Buffalo.
It was Boston, Ottawa, and Buffalo.
Yeah, I think
it was.
They went through the Adams division. The old Adams division.
I started tonight out by listening to Beautiful People.
Thank
God.
Just
not kidding. Because that got me pumped up like it was 1998.
Of course. Well, why wouldn't you? Try to think, look up on Google.
Actually, that was in college for that.
Yeah. Look up on Lycos, how to remove 2 ribs so you can fillet yourself, just like Marilyn Manson, like all the kids did. I don't know what kids. That was something that always was a thing. Yeah, no, he took out 2 ribs so he could blow himself. Don't know how that works. All honesty, they're floating ribs anyway. Just break them. Like, you don't have to take them out.
Break them. every time.
And then they'll just set that way, and then you'll be fine. Like, you don't have to take out ribs. That's expensive surgery.
It hurts to breathe when you break a rib, though.
Yeah, but, you know.
Like, everything hurts at that point.
You do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta
in
do
order to get that sweet
something. Sure. Why not?
I feel like Marilyn Manson, of all people, could have just paid somebody.
He probably could, but he wants to keep his gothic rep intact. Right? You gotta keep that gothic Hot Topic rep intact.
Do you think he looks back on his life and he's like, wow, I fucked up a lot?
I don't know. He's still rich. He's still getting gigs, doing stuff.
He is.
He's still doing things?
Yeah, man.
Who's he touring with?
Oh, I don't know if he's singing. Or whatever he was doing, not singing. Whatever you would call that. Talking into the microphone.
He loves Super Sex.
By the way, Club Super Sex closed. Rest in peace, Club Super Sex.
Well, at least Vitala has a t-shirt.
Has a t-shirt and a memory burned into his mind that will never leave him. So, yeah, Club Super Sex, it's closed.
I hate that you're living in the future.
I know, which is odd for the backwards-ass past town. By the way, we're getting Chick-fil-A in Grand Forks.
Are you going to camp out?
What?
You goddamn right I'm taking a PTO day for that to camp out. Goddamn right for free. Well, although I was told by someone at work who lives in St. Cloud that they didn't do that for their Chick-fil-A opening. I'm like, well, they will do it. I will sit outside before opening and make them do it.
Yeah, that's crap.
Do they give away like a year of free Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, 100. First 100 people. And then Jen's going to come in line with me even though she doesn't like Chick-fil-A, and then I'm going to get rollover years, right? That's how it works, right? If she gets a year and I get a year, we can do rollover years.
It's not AT&T. It's not
just
singular.
Sitting there, period! Sitting there, just waiting for the Chick-fil-A.
Jesus.
What if they're not even done like building it yet and you just
No,
like,
they haven't even started. They just broke ground.
So you're just going to pitch a tent and like hang out there between you and Jen. Someone will always be in the tent.
Yes. It's summertime. It's not as cold. Though we did have like frost on our windows the other day. Though it's not as bad as Denver, who had to cancel. The Rockies had to cancel a game the other day because of sleet.
I saw the size of that sleet. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's pretty wacky. Was it sleet or was that conditionally hail? Like, I don't know how does that work.
I'm guessing hail. That's true.
When does hail happen?
Yeah, where's like, that line? When does it cross the line between sleet and hail? I'm not sure.
I think hail begins at conception. So if we're being really honest here.
Looking it up.
Yeah. God damn it.
Oh, difference between hail, sleet, and freezing rain from Weather Dudes, reputable
we
site.
We really should.
Is this the like brother site of the of Weather Girl?
Yes, absolutely.
We should just ask Matt Harding of the Simbin, who's also a meteorologist or something. He tracks. He's a storm chaser. I don't know what he is.
We've seen him watch weather.
Yeah, we've seen him watch weather. That was most of his segment. It was great. We talked minor league hockey and then talked the Doppler system.
Yeah. Okay. So that website sucks.
What website's that?
Weather Dudes.
What is that?
I don't know. I Googled.
Is that like
it was
porn?
The first thing that popped up? Like
is that a transsexual porn site?
Yeah, it probably is.
Weather Dudes. This one, I'm guessing, maybe.
It's like hot or not for transsexuals.
There you go. Yeah, I like that one.
So sleet is a type of winter precipitation. All precipitation falls out of a cloud as snow. In certain instances, it will go through a warmer layer and begin to melt, and as it continues to fall, it will refreeze into an ice pellet. So that's sleet. Okay, I'll stop. Hail occurs during severe weather. Hail is formed when an object, including dust or particles in the air, collides with supercooled water. As the water freezes around the object, more ice forms. You are way ahead of me.
Brian Rust, 1-0 Pens.
It had to be Rust.
Tell you what, the Pens work their system, their AHL system, very well. Like a lot of these guys, you know, in the AHL last year. Oh, that's just bad defensive coverage. Orlov goes down too early. Niskanen, Ovechkin didn't pick up Rust. Although that's the centerman. Should pick them up, whatever. All right, that's fine. Still 31 minutes left.
Yep.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Plus, this game's ending at like 2 a.m. anyway.
Yeah, this game's going into like 3 OTs. I'm going to show up to work tomorrow just so pissed off because I'm sleepy and things happen. Mostly because I'm sleepy. When they win, though, it's going to be great.
Yep. I agree. It's going to be great. Confident.
We were confident. You know, we were bad last time, and they were, you know, whatever. Kind of shit up the joint after we tried to diss them.
The Caps are the better team in this series.
Yeah. Well, they've been the better team in most of the series they've lost, too. Let's be honest here.
There were years where the Penguins were the better team, and the Caps just kind of pushed them as far. Last year, the Penguins were a better team than the Caps.
Too much passing, too much passing, too much passing. But, yeah, how do you explain Montreal?
Montreal was just bad.
Yeah. It was like the Caps were technically the better team, but hot goalie at the right time.
Yeah, but then Halak also beat the Penguins in the next round.
That's true, too. He was on a run. That's why I'm hoping Craig Anderson if the Penguins somehow miraculously pull this one out, stones went cold, like Steve Austin. What? Goes that route. I don't like all the passing the Caps have been doing. Delay penalty on the Penguins coming up, though, so the Caps will have a power play upcoming. This could be the difference maker, boys.
I hate that you...
This will be the difference maker.
Like, what's why don't I even bother watching?
I don't know. Sorry, Mark.
Why are you still watching?
9:23 left. We go to a TV timeout. Caps will come back on the power play. What are Lay Wiz doing? Lay Wiz is playing tonight.
I hope that I hope Verizon Center isn't in the squeaky bun time right now. Like everybody's clammed up, and because Greg said something very good before the game tonight about how the Caps feed off of the environment in Verizon Center, and a lot of past game sevens, a lot of people in the a lot of the fans were more nervous than the players. And it like transcends through the arena.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is more of a game five situation where the Caps come back. I mean, one goal is nothing in the playoffs.
Well, hell, they were down two, weren't they? They had two or one on game five.
They were down one.
They were down 3-2, right? Or 3-2, and then they 2-1, and they won 4-2.
It's fine. I'm not concerned. It was a good passing play. Total defensive breakdown. They'll plot a plan during the intermission to injure one of the players, and it'll be okay.
That's what I heard. Backstrom will put $500 on the board.
Exactly. I'm gonna put the bounty on lead punk Sidney Crosby over there. $500 of my own money.
Because Nicholas Backstrom's the one person that is probably that.
Swedish House Mafia, buddy.
The angriest person in the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dude. He's a Smashing Pumpkins song. Despite all his rage, he's a rat in a cage.
It's true.
Oh, boy, howdy. It'll be a hold on Patrick Hornquist hurting his team again.
Imagine that.
So much so that he held Nate Schmidt so much that Nate Schmidt's glove flew off. He pulled his glove off. Of course, the Caps power play been as inept as the Penguins power play, so I don't expect all that much. One.
Shattenkirk scored on the power play, right? To win the game in overtime.
Game three. I thought you meant this one here. I'm just like, oh no, Johnny's really ahead of us.
No, I still have it on radio.
Oh, yeah. Radio is better than TV waves. Someone break the news. All right, guys. North South game, not South North. Let's go.
Perhaps we should. Is there any more content for us to get to, or should we
just bag it up
early and go ahead and watch the game since all you're doing is play by play anyway?
I know, right? Like, I'm sure somehow this is illegal, because of us not being a rights holder. I'm fairly sure that this is somewhat illegal. I don't know if it's so much illegal as it is just.
I mean, you're just talking. It's like a
and
reaction.
And we are ahead of time, so it's not like this has already happened. We're not doing it as the game happens. This has already happened,
right?
Thanks to technology being as such. So here we are. We're in the past, but I'm in the future past. But Mark is in the future past.
I'm in the past. Oh, I'm watching this on like DVR essentially.
With the delay of the internet too. We're on 7 seconds after it happens 7 seconds from there.
Yeah.
Guys, we've gone into a quantum leap is what we're saying.
It's basically tomorrow.
We are on Australian time right now. Let's wrap it up. I got no more content.
Let's do that. I got nothing.
I'm gonna yell verbally at this fucking team right now. They're gonna win. They're not gonna make it easy on themselves, because why would they? Johnny, got some shout outs?
No. I'm good.
Okay. Mark.
Let's see. Well, win or lose. What was that, a TJ Oshie scream or was that a goal scream?
That was a Ric Flair.
That was a Mitt Romney.
I guess we'll see
behind next, all you guys.
We'll see you next week, I guess, one way or another.
Well, yeah.
Have a good weekend.
If they don't win, the show's over forever.
We're closing up shop.
Yeah. 15 years down the drain.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what I got. Are we on 15? We're on like 17, right? 16?
We're on year 15, season 16, edition 32.
Okay.
So I think that's how it reads.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
All right. Cool. Yeah, shout out Oyo's. Go to their Kickstarter, bit.ly/OyoKickMe or OyoMeKick, whatever. We haven't heard back from their founder yet, so I don't doubt we're going to have him on before the thing goes up. Because he's big time in us. That's it. That's all. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. So all you people, moms out there, happy Mother's Day. I'm assuming you all have moms. You were birthed somehow. So there we go. 4chan.p, Mark with the C. I'm Scotty Watts. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been a truncated playoff edition of Face Off Hockey Show. That is also our Tumblr, faceoffhockeyshow.com. We got ourselves a fun time. It's Twitter, faceoffhcky show. Give us some stuff that you can eat as food. It doubles as a holding device. Don't know what that meant. FOHS Radio on Facebook. I don't know if I said take care of yourself and someone else, but I'm saying it again now. That's it. That's all. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.